Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action, bringing fresh perspectives and timeless wisdom for today's shifting paradigm. Now, it is your moment to open your mind, relax into your body and spirit as we explore the greater meaning of your now experience. Bringing wisdom, laughter, and clarity, here are Shri and Kira.
Namaste, beloved listeners. Welcome to Shri and Kira Live, the voice of passionate action. And I am Shri Ramka.
You know, he sure is. And I am Kira Ra. And welcome, beloved angels. Hey, can you feel it? I know we've been feeling it here at Tosa Blue Mountain. It's a day of extraordinary, intense, yet stunning joy. And that's because we are right now in the shadow, in the essence of this moment that's going to stand outside of time. And of course, that's the New Year evening. And we're going to talk a lot more about that today. But we first want to welcome all of you that are with us over at ebsradio.com. We love you there. We are also broadcasting today at onenesstalkradio.com, where you can see our video stream, you can chat, or you can listen, whatever you prefer. And Shri, where else are we broadcasting?
Well, we're certainly coordinated to broadcast an official Shri and Kira, but I just peeked and it doesn't seem to be showing up. But our video stream is always live at Oneness Talk Radio's homepage. Whenever the show is live, you can find us there. And we're going to be at either one or both of those YouTube channels, or I guess we are speaking. So I tell you what, if you can hear us, you're connected.
Exactly. And if you know somebody that isn't, tell them where they can. And remember, you can also check in at the radio call-in board, 517-208-1500. It is filling up, but there's plenty of lines left right now, 517-208-1500. And once you get into the queue, you can actually hold and hear the show as well. So it kind of makes it easy as well. So, hey guys, welcome to this moment. You know, I do want to just give a tip of the hat to the entire incredible team that is here at TOSA right now, preparing for our New Year journey participants that are going to be here live.
Yes.
They're on their way from Guayaquil, coming through the Cajas National Park, and they're due here for their first dinner with us tonight at 5:30 p.m. So it's been one of those beautiful days, but I want to give a shout out first and foremost to our on-site guest services manager, Bria Rose. Oh my God, everybody take a bow right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Beyond magnificent. And the incredible Always Can't Be New Year without her from Lebanon and or the UK or wherever she's living these days, Wafa Tarnowska, who has whipped our kitchen into a Lebanese fairyland. I mean, wow, are we getting fed?
Wonderfully seasoned dishes. Of course, Kyla is here with us as well.
Well, I was just getting to Kyla.
Yeah, and well, I just wanted to get in there.
Well, let's get in there. Kyla, formerly known as Masha to some of you.
Yes, and so what we are wanting to acknowledge is the love and support that is here preparing for this group that is showing up so that we can dance as community for bringing in the new year.
And that as that's been happening today, and how has your day been? How has your week been? What has really been noticeable is that there is this really absolute present energy of joy if you are free to allow yourself to find it. Mm. Because there is also the ever-present density of boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
And we were certainly witnessing that today, you know, in the last-minute prep or seeing the duns or undones and really rifling, you know, coming together. It was a fascinating moment of every one of us has stayed in that joy frequency with respect for each other's process. And that is an exciting moment. And I think a little bit of a hint of what's coming.
Well, you know, it's a wonderful thing when you can be at the crunch moment, you know, the deadline.
If it wasn't the last minute, right?
You know, the last minute always seems to have this tyrannical absoluteness, you know. And all of a sudden, all those little things that you forgot to do
are done.
You're just looking at them and going, okay, let's go, let's go. And so it's everyone has that same experience.
Right.
What we are delighting in is how to dance with the what other people would call stress. We're seeing it as an energetic stimulation, holding the frequency of joy, getting the work done, and moving forward.
Wow. And so what's your 29th of December looking like? Because remember, you know, we started talking about this yesterday on Explore the Mysteries. And if you did not see our show yesterday, please go watch our show. Where can they watch that, Sri?
Well, that is up at YouTube. So go to the Oneness Talk Radio YouTube channel and you'll find it. And I believe if you look really hard, it's at the official Sri and Kira YouTube as well.
We're still working it out, guys.
YouTube has been actually acting weird lately. They've changed some, they have some undocumented features.
But we're working on finding our way to document them. And so anyway, enough said about that. What we are excited about is where we are as humanity breathes into the New Year's process. So 2020 actually really began December 1st. We talked about this in our December Ascension Energy Frequency Forecast video. And one of the things that's really happening is that the dragonfly is becoming seen. Remember that. That's why Sri and I have this wonderful little graphic here, right? 2020, first and foremost, is carrying the energy of the dragonfly. Yet it is this energy that is the transcendent dragonfly. It talks, this is going to bring in extraordinary shift. And that shift, remember, all of these energies apply unilaterally, right? So there's going to be extraordinary shift no matter what. The question is, how are you working with that? And that's one of the other energies that the dragonfly is bringing in, is they are bringing in this energy of being able to transit timelines and parallel dimensions with consciousness. Meaning that, and I want to read it because I actually wrote this a little easier, I think. And what they call it is visionary transformation through timeline adaptation.
Ooh, say it again.
Right? Because rather than try to define what it does, just listen to the energy, okay? This is what, let me just read it all together. Why don't we do that then? So this is when the divine directors offered all this information. This is what they said. And I actually put this in the e-card this week, so I'm actually reading it right out of the e-card. And here's what they're saying. The dragonfly energy of 2020 calls in perfect balance. And we're going to talk a lot about that today. We have a checklist for you. We have a lot of stuff going on today. This energy, meaning this 2020 dragonfly perfect balance energy, fully ignites profound shift, visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. Now, really take that in. And awakens self-ascension with illumination. So really take that in. I mean, I thought that was just outrageous.
Well, there's, if you want to start unpacking that, let me just say.
Yeah, exactly.
We're not in Kansas anymore.
No. No, we're so far
there,
outside.
There is an opportunity afoot to go beyond what the mind would seek to control and seek to understand.
Absolutely.
And usher in with your divine trust a transformation that leads indeed to illumination.
Ah!
So, beloved ones, this is what's in store for those of you that are willing to really say yes.
Yeah.
To continue to say yes and to work through those little speed bumps when they occur.
Well, and this is what we started talking about yesterday on the show was how all of these convergences. So what kind of gets us to this dragonfly energy and how it's this, you know, profound shift and this visionary transformation through timeline adaptation, which I absolutely know is happening, and awakening this self-ascension with illumination. I mean, that's pretty exciting, I think.
Well, it is. And, you know, I just need to take a breath. I don't know about you, but 2019 has been one hell of a year.
Aren't we so glad it's over?
It's like, been one.
Slow clap, right, guys?
And December itself has had this churning energy. And while the energy of support has been there and has been felt, there also has been this, you know, when you bake a loaf of bread, you need to knead it. You know, you knead the bread.
Sometimes your hands hurt.
I feel like I've been kneaded a bit. And then, well, on the one hand, I'm looking forward to that oven. On the other hand, I'm still being massaged and worked. And so it's been an amazing time, an amazing year. And I am personally delighted to see this daylight, this sunshine, this dragonfly dance energy coming forward. You know, here at Tosa Blue Mountain in Ecuador, we have been seeing dragonflies all around.
I mean, everywhere. There's even one in our temple.
And we shared a little of that with you yesterday, I think. It's been a very interesting thing how nature will mirror back that which we are being called to attend to.
Well, and this is bringing me, Sri, right to what happened yesterday. So if you were with us live yesterday talking about these dragonflies, we have been busily preparing for our beloved group that will be here in like 2 hours. And what happened was at 3:47 p.m., which was 15 minutes before Sri and I went on the air yesterday, Masha Kyla Ra sent me this picture. And it was a dragonfly, this beautiful dragonfly. Now, it was in the middle of our temescal. And what you might not know about our temescal, you know, it's a classic domed roof, like big, huge, you know, clay sweat lodge, authentic, you know, temescal, indigenous, where we do lots of ceremony in San Pedro and things of that nature. Well, in the very top, we created an equilateral cross out of different pieces of colored glass. And this dragonfly was flying in the center one, in the center piece, perfect balance, the union of the, you know, this year. It was fabulous.
And, you know, the symbology, you know, it's wonderful to be able to delight in the signs that are presented. The dragonfly has the balanced wings. It's very much like a figure eight and a double.
Yes, you know, exactly. Look, here we go, right? Here, if you're watching us, Sri and I are moving away, so you can see. There you go.
And as those of you who have tracked with us over the years know that when we introduced a basic quantum healing to the world, it was about helping the chakra system, the seven principal chakras, come into the ascended state, the self-ascended state, which is a figure eight pattern of energy, not a whirlpool energy. And that figure eight pattern of energy denotes stability and peace with the world.
Exactly. And is absolutely an energy experience that you need to be able to understand, command, and stabilize if you sincerely want to maintain higher consciousness frequency. I mean, that's really what the yoga of self-ascension is all about, is learning how to be able to maintain a higher state of ascended conscious frequency while enjoying form. And that was always Archangel Zadkiel, you know, from day one. Archangel Zadkiel always said, you know, when Sri asked him about ascension, Zadkiel laughed and just said, you know, how can you ascend into that which you already are, right?
You know, and that was the first clue that this journey of self-ascension is a return to your authentic energy, a return to that which you really, truly are, the authenticity. So what that does is, in a very positive way, it in one sentence communicates that which many of the age time-honored traditions have taught us, is that we are identified with a false identity. We are identified with an illusion. And rather than get into those details, how about just identify with that which you are?
Yeah.
How about be that which you are? Be the precious soul, the loving energy, the creative expression of divine creation. Be that. And enjoy it. Have a good time.
I love that, because not only are we going to enjoy it and have a really good time New Year's Eve, I hope you guys register to join us. But in addition to that, that is the energy that we're in right now.
Yes.
This is exactly the energy we're in. So where we are at right now, this close to the 31st, and again, remember that this third cycle of December will end on the 30th, because the 31st stands alone. Mm-hmm. It's like time outside of time. And yet everyone has an invitation to the party. And I think that's the best way to describe it.
Speaking of the party.
Okay, go ahead. Speak about the party, and then we'll tell them more about what's happening.
Because the invitation of the party that Kira's referring to is the grander unfoldment.
Absolutely. I was like, the big old party, guys.
Excuse us. Got a little thing going on.
We just have a thing going on.
But I want to remind you that you can join the Self-Ascension New Year's Gala by simply going to Sri and Kira's homepage. Scroll on down. You'll find a link where you can register. We will get you a free email that will not only have some lovely information about the coming year, but it'll give you a link where you can get into the private camera that's in our celebration room, and you'll be able to see what's going on. Maybe people will say hi to you. We will have some fun and things to share, some golden oldies and some more modern
music.
This
will be running an hour before we go live on YouTube. So by pre-registering, you get to be part of the pre-party.
And then at 8:00 Eastern time, we'll go live on YouTube with the formal ceremony.
So, hey, this is your last call, right? This is it. This is the last call, because we are just 2 days away. So, hey, if you have not registered, go to shrinkcarrot.com, and right on the homepage, you just scroll when you see the December video. There's a link right there. go ahead and make sure you're with us, because we've got, it's going to be an amazing year. Plus, it's the grand opening of our, it's the official grand opening of Tosa Blue Mountain out to the world as a retreat center. It is also the christening of our yoga studio, where we'll be broadcasting from live as well.
Oh, and I just need to celebrate that this yoga studio is a two-story building. And the yoga studio is the entire second floor floor-to-ceiling glass looking out at the mountain.
Oh, my God. I mean, you are literally one with Gaia. You're one with the sky. You're one with the Andes Mountains. You're one with the indigenous. You're one with everything. And it's incredible.
And the floor is solid bamboo.
Solid bamboo. We made sure it was really
so
amazing.
We're just so excited to be able to just lie down, connect, stretch, and do the body prayer that is ascended yoga.
Yeah. And, you know, we, Sri and I, many years ago, put out sacred yoga for everyone and are very excited to, we're going to be refilming and releasing a new version of that very soon with some new poses and postures that have come in the new yoga studio. So, hey, are you a yoga teacher? Come on down. Book your next retreat here.
Absolutely. So just to clarify that, Tosa Blue Mountain is an ascension. TosaBlueMountain.com. There you go. It's an ascension campus, and the rooms are available full board at a very reasonable price to come and decompress the stress of civilized living and find your truth.
Exactly.
Once again.
And we always get so excited when our groups come. There's an events page there because our next group is coming in like 2.5 hours. And so, guys, let's talk about more of this energy, Sri, this expansion that's been happening. Because yesterday we mentioned, those of you that may have taken our home study program, The Seven Polarities of Free Will, we put that program out in 2015, and we literally charted the entire ascension escalator. This is the chart that shows every year and everything that's going to happen.
And qualities of the year.
And it's made this program really popular because as the years have gone on, it's kind of become people's like, oh my God, you know, this year, that year. But what I really started talking about yesterday with you on the show, and what we wanted to just mention again today as a kind of a point to jump on, is that in the 2020, in this beautiful dragonfly that's opening up all of those energies we've been talking about, in that energy, we have overlaid in the Chinese zodiac the year of the rat. Okay, so we've already got that. And that's a big year because it's a metal year. And so it's very much about flow. And yesterday we talked all about how this led us to Ganesha. And you've got to go listen to yesterday's show. But where I wanted to bring us back to today to go deeper into, because, again, we're going to get to this perfect balance moment. And we're going to be giving you in the second half of the show the checklist and things you really want to know about this year, is that this is ultimately in the ascension frequency, a trust moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that is huge. It's all about clarity. It's all about vision. It's all about knowledge. And just the opposite in the world of density, it's going to be very much about anger over feeling there is no future, doomsday preoccupation, and a lack of vision and fundamentalism. We wrote this in 2015. And I'm just sharing it with you because if you really are ready to grow, I mean, if you really want to break through this, which you obviously are, you wouldn't be listening to this show, then this is the moment to trust you, to know that you are meeting the right people, you are doing the right things. And to then, I want to go back to the conversation from yesterday and the last week, because it's really important, sacred union of the body.
Yeah. Boy, there's a lot to talk about here. So let's dig in a little further. You know, the word trust is a four-letter word.
And
I think there are so
it's
many.
Five-letter word.
Is it? Well, okay.
T-R-U-S-T.
Okay.
Did I do it wrong? T-R-U-S-T.
You're right.
It's a four, five-letter word.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It was a double adjective.
I tell you, the reason I said that is because of the common connotation that a four-letter word has a certain punch and a certain aggravation around it. That's all I was wanting to communicate. But here's the deal. Trust is a lesson we learn over and over. And it begins by having emotional wounds and discovering lack of trust, disappointment, and hurts. Then as we grow through that and become more mature and more discerning, we begin to realize, especially once a conscious spiritual path has begun, who are you really trusting? Mm-hmm. What are you really trusting? And that's so important because when we set forth on a path of consciousness, a path of self-ascension, a path that is leading back to oneness, you must transit the unknown more than once. And to transit the unknown requires that you have a trust in the divine as it expresses through you. So you could call it trust in yourself and trust in the creation energy, whatever word you want to use for that divine energy. So trust is really one of those lessons that keeps cycling back, because as we get pulled into density, and as we mentioned earlier, as we get pulled into misidentification, then we are in the zone of separation, the zone of polarity, the zone of lack, the zone of opposites. Well, guess what? There is an opposite to trust. There is an opposite to truthfulness. There is an opposite to integrity. So all of those polarities dance in this density drama zone that really wants you to contribute your energy to it. And we'll be active on the internet and the marketing and other ways to pull your attention. Mm. Whereas sacred trust is that rock solid compass inside of you that says, I will continue, I will expand, I shall evolve, regardless of the fact that my mind doesn't know the details.
See, that's consciousness. I mean, but really, Sri, that's consciousness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because to allow the mind to say, I don't need to know these details, is actually an awareness. It sets you to the next rung, right? It's an awareness that you have arrived at a moment of recognition. And so it's part of that ever-refining spiral that we've been talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the gifts of this energy that's before all of us right now. And as we move around everything that's happening in this moment, I think what's really important to remember is that perfect balance opportunity.
Yes.
You know, because everything's going to appear in many different ways. Some things are going to look really balanced on the surface, and then all of a sudden they're not feeling good or whatever. And this whole month, you know, we've had all of this, what's a bit support, right? Strength. There's been all of these wonderful energies playing out in this month of December. And this is the moment moving into this 2020 experience year to be able to give ourselves just these couple days to say, let me try on my highest expression, that which is trying to show itself as me, and to see how that feels.
Absolutely.
You know, and to get really honest with it, because that was what this last part of December was talking about, from the 21st to the 30th.
And I know for myself, the number one experience that helped me cultivate greater trust was walking through fear. And
exactly.
So here's where there is that conundrum.
Right.
Fear of whatever it might be, you know, personalize it. Fear of loss, fear of whatever, fear of being alone was also one of the ones that ignited for me years ago. And what I learned is if I leaned into it and kept myself open, I would discover the falsehood of it. I would discover how powerful the emotions were, but how false the truth of it was.
Wow.
And by not giving in to the emotional impetus to cringe, to cover, to protect, to run, and just be there and feel it, all of a sudden, it would dissolve. And all that was left is trust and a connection to the oneness, the beauty. And so that is one of the keys to the kingdom, and one of the ways to achieve that that elevated state is to know that you can face anything this world presents.
Yeah.
And to try it out.
Well, and I was just, as Sri was sharing that, that was a tongue twister. what I was really hearing was the courage it took to do that, was the amount of integrity and ego release, because what you're sharing has a complex origination.
Yeah, that's true.
And that complex origination needs to be honored and witnessed and seen.
I think we have to fake it a few times to realize faking it doesn't work.
Right, but faking it gives us practice.
But yeah, to walk up close to fear
and then pretend
we don't notice it, meaning to white knuckle it.
Mm-hmm.
It's when we finally get up close and look at fear in the face, even though we're white knuckling, and finally say, okay, no more white knuckling.
Yeah.
I'm going to merge with this and see where it takes me. Mm-hmm. That's your moment of breakthrough. Anything short of that is what we call coping skills, and the fear is always there in the back burner, kind of driving you to become ever more confident or ever more controlling or ever more in denial.
Pick one.
And believe me, I did that for years as well. So
I think we all do on the journey.
Yeah, we all have our moment, and I just want to say to you, seize the moment when it arises. Do it differently next time around. Grab it, be it, embrace it, and break through.
Why not?
Yeah,
right?
Now is the time.
Why not? Well, you know, I want to share, Sri. I'm looking at how fast this show goes every week. It always blows my mind. And I'm looking at, we've got a very full call board and we've got some chat rooms going on. But before we get to all of you, and I promise you we will, I wanted to talk about how this perfect balance came to be.
Yes.
You know, we've been hinting around at all these different things and all these different energies for 2020, but in ascended numerology, it's actually very clear cut. You know, it's just, of course, you add up the numbers. And so because it's just 2020, it comes to a four. Within ascended numerology, what we call the double infinite.
Zero counts.
In ascended numerology, zero is important. And so this is not only a 4 year, but it's carrying the power of the double infinite. And, you know, that immediately brings me to the ascended heart,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
that because the double infinite is the ascended heart.
Well, you know? Well, and one of the things about the four, you know, consider the equilateral cross as an
right?
example.
Right, perfect balance.
You know, this and all of the indigenous traditions acknowledge yep. that, and it's the Northeast, Southwest, et cetera, et cetera. They are acknowledging the perfect balance of all the energies and the gifts of those energies.
Mm-hmm.
Well, take that, and now let's add in the cosmic connection.
Right.
That's where we are. We are bringing into balance Earth and the cosmos, self and that which is grander and beyond. This is your opportunity to walk that perfect center and to notice the exquisite beauty of all that is.
Yeah.
And those little glimpses, for most people, they come very briefly, but they come.
Right.
Look for it.
Yeah. Well, and that's coming. So that's the numerological
yep.
aspects. And there's so many more because in ascended numerology, one of the things that we talk about with the number four is that when a number four matures, meaning a number four has, you know, matures in whatever way, be it in many lifetimes or within one lifetime, whatever.
So Kira's referring to a person that's their number.
Right. So now it's all of our number, right?
Yeah.
Let's not forget that this is the year that will affect Gaia herself. So imagine if Gaia is that mature being, then mature fours are often the best ministers or teachers. And so they're very good at keeping harmony. They're very good at bringing things together. And so in the ascended presence of this coming year, it's going to be outrageously beautiful because it's going to be living in that still center
yeah.
and inviting that whole thing to align, hearing the harmony, you know, together we are better, being with the multidimensional experiences and relaxing away any resistance to that. Now, the opposite of that, the density side of that, the four that's still having experiences, right? The four that's still saying, hey, I want to grow up. You know, I'm really digging this lifestyle. You know, it's that guy, that girl. So that one is going to find themselves really having an emotional year with potential instabilities.
Some swings.
And some heavy swings. And it's going to be like day-to-day life is going to feel hard. It's just going to be like there's no stability. You're going to think you're doing great for 1 minute, and then you're like, oh, my God. And it's going to be like that. It's going to be short, tight cycles.
And in those short, tight cycles, sometimes you feel like you're on a teeter-totter.
Right.
You know, I'm working with the polarities, trying to seek balance in an inherently unstable system. And don't we all do that?
Yes, sometimes, you know.
The density realm is filled with the polarities. And just when we start to bring our attention to one aspect, another one builds up force and blah, blah, blah. There you go. And so sometimes we'll spend decades dancing with those, seeking to get a handle on it. And at some point, we just pop through. And I want to ask you, if not now, when? Pick your time. Let's
if
go for it.
If not you, who, right? You know, I love it, Sri. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Well, my love, you know, we have so much more to share. And don't forget, guys, in the second half of the show, we are going to be sharing with you that perfect balance checklist. So you might want to write that down or text it down or whatever as we give it to you later on, because that is really going to matter this entire year. So it's our first gift to you for this year, other than join us New Year's Eve live.
Yes.
And, you know, I also want to give a shout out. Our dear friend David Raphael is going to be contributing some of his amazing artainment music that Sri and I are going to be playing at both the pre-party and we're going to be launching the whole big event using that material. And David will actually be with me on Soul Mirrors on January 2nd. So I'm kind of excited about that synergy. So if you have not registered, please, it's free. It's our gift to you. Go to SriandKira.com, scroll down, and you'll see register here.
You
got to
do it now. Yeah, we're coming up
you
on
got
the date.
Like, you know, this is last call. We're very excited.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. So, Sri, shall we say hello to some of these beloved ones that have been holding so long?
We have a beautiful lineup of folks here.
We sure do. So, where are we going to? We're going to Oregon, it looks like. All right. Hey, namaste, Oregon. Welcome.
Hi.
Welcome.
My name is Tara, and this is my first time to listen, although I was hoping to go last year on one of the trips, and it didn't work out in my life, so I think this is the right time for me to be connected, and I'm so thankful and grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling. How may we help you?
I just think my heart is open now for radical transformation. That sort of density thing that you were just talking about brought me down this year with my nonprofit closing, with a lot of just sort of negativity kind of like coming into my life. And I pressed the pause button right now, and I'm trying to figure out, you know, what I want to see happen this next year. So I think just everything that you've said so far, I've been soaking in about really how to embrace the idea that we don't know everything, but to trust the process. And I don't know where I'm going. I don't know where my life is going to lead, but I do believe this opening that you're talking about is part of what the trust that I need to learn if I'm going to uncover, you know, what my life is going to be going forward. So it's been so work identified, so single mother identified, and now all those things are just sort of like falling away. And who's left? You know, who am I now?
Yeah. Well, welcome to the best time of your life, honey. I will share that with you. I kid you not. Angel, I am so grateful you got through and that you're our first caller today. You are covered in support. I mean, the whole time you've been chatting, all I'm seeing are all of these angels around you. But more than that, there are these other beings. They're very beautiful, very like goddessy and priest-like, you know, but very, very, very beautiful, very crystalline. And they're working on you. And they're working on you. Yeah. And they're saying, it was not too long ago that you did know who you are. And we are here to help you remember again. Hold on to that which you know is true. Breathe in sweeter air and relax into the truth of your divine nature, for we are here with you. We have never left, and you are ready to fly again. And so it is.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You are welcome. We love you.
We love you, honey. Mwah. Thank you. And, you know, Sri, you realize, like, I can't stop insoling right now.
Yeah.
It's really, I don't know if you guys, but this beautiful, beautiful being, we were just so drawn to go to Oregon to begin with. It seems like the readings are all becoming ensoulments, guys. And with us being so close to New Year's, that's why I'm like, I have no clue what's going to happen New Year's Eve.
No, Kira is spending a lot of time in interdimensional dancing. And
my body's clearing. It's kind of, I haven't been able to eat.
But, you know, I want to address something that Karen brought forward, and that is sometimes there is a spiritual tornado that comes in and pulls the dust out of our patterns.
Yeah.
And it can be an uncomfortable moment when that happens. It can appear as though everything is kind of collapsing. But is that not how we build a new life? You know, we would love to say it's a series of graduations to ever grander stations, but oftentimes we are so unconsciously plugged into other frequencies and other commitments that it takes a Kali energy. It takes an abrupt moment to really sever those ties and those attachments and to liberate us to find a higher level of truth. And so I want to say thank you, dear. Thank you for having the courage. Thank you for calling, and thank you for being willing to be visible because you're not alone.
Oh, Sri, that was beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. We love you all. Well, we just have to talk to more people. Who's next, Sri?
Oh, we've got all kinds of folks.
Yes, we
here.
Do. All right. We're going. It looks like we're going to Germany right now.
We'll
all right.
Hey,
Germany. Namaste. Let's unmute you. There we are. Namaste, Germany. Good morning or evening.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, sweetheart.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'm Margarita.
Hi, Margarita.
Hi, that's so amazing. How nice that I talked to you.
How nice that we talked to you.
I would love to get a mini show reading.
Oh, what an honor.
You know, I'm...
Please.
Yeah, I'm in a clinic, and the only way to listen to you, because I do that for more than half a year, since March, I'm listening to each of your wonderful shows, and it's just talking to me, you know. I'm so glad that I found you and this wonderful tribe, and everything is, you know, oh, wow, it's developing.
Oh, my
and
heart.
Really, yeah, and I would love to come to Ecuador as soon as I can, you know.
Please.
But right now I have to do some stuff.
Yes, of course.
We understand. When the time is right, it always happens.
Yeah.
So,
so
taking a breath. Yeah, just...
Yeah. Ooh, I'm so excited and... Ooh.
Yeah. So, Angel, bring your hands to your heart, because that's where mine went immediately. And as my hands come to my heart, I'm feeling in your, like, right behind in your neck, you know, like the neck, in the back of your neck, it feels like there's this golden, they're calling it a connection portal that has a divine, they're calling it like a causeway into these realms of crystalline gold service. And I'm seeing this huge Metatron, I mean, like massive, and this huge sacred geometric field. There's like all these different geometries all over the place. And you're like in the middle of all of them. And they're saying, go deeper within into that which you know how to do. Close thy eyes and hear us once more. For the answers are here, and you have already unlocked they're saying you've already unlocked the gate that you're ready to walk in. And so it is.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Thank you.
Namaste.
Oh, thank you, my love. Wow. Bless you, yeah. Angel. I love you, honey. Namaste. Wow. I'm spinning.
That is a dimensional delight.
Exactly. Aren't you spinning? Yeah. I mean, wait a minute. I have to get my Rue Mogra. So before, you guys know Rue Mogra, it's like all I wear. So we have it at mallsforascension.com. But over the past 3 days, when Sri and I were in India, you know, we started talking about this yesterday. One of the other things, we were in a room that had a bathtub. And I think we started telling you guys how this housekeeping staff treated us like royalty. And I missed them dearly.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
They were so kind. And they started bringing me bath salts just as a gift that were
made with this
Mogra.
Yeah.
And Sri and I every morning would start our morning in India. This was part of those 8 days at the Oberoi that I'm writing about. We would start every morning with this Rue Mogra bath.
Yeah.
And I noticed that we were healthier. Mm-hmm. So I pulled out my Rue Mogra. And today's show, I heard that I had to ignite the infinite symbol on both of my wrists while we were together.
That was wonderful.
Right? And I'm going to put it right up here on my crown chakra. And I'm going to hand it to my love to do the same.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to dive into the Rue Mogra before we do anything else.
And for those of you that are wondering, it's a derivative or associated with
jasmine flowers.
Jasmine flowers.
It's
so
a certain
it's a very,
flower.
Very,
it's very, very
uplifting fragrance.
Yeah, it's quite extraordinary. And anyway, we're very blessed to have the real stuff.
So here we are.
I know. So we're sitting here, Rue Mogra.
We want to send some of it to you.
That's what I'm doing. Here it is. Okay. I hope you guys all smell it right now, because this is like for the month, for perfect balance. This
yes,
is like
yes,
the
yes,
fragrance.
Yes, yes.
I think this is the fragrance of 2020.
Ooh.
If I was to pick one for 2020, it's this good one that we've got, and because we lucked out. All right. So now that we've talked about the important stuff.
Yeah.
Let's you want to take another caller before we dive deeper into the perfect balance? All right.
Well,
let's share another caller. And you want to go to Denver? All right. Let's go to Denver. Hey, Denver. Namaste. Hi.
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 I'm so excited.
Welcome.
So are we.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, thank you for taking my call. And I got on so late, too. This is a miracle. I've been listening to you guys for, I don't even know, a couple years now, but I would love a mini soul reading. I just quit my corporate job. I can't do it anymore, and I decided to step into my power and, you know, just have faith and trust that the universe is going to take me where I need to be. And so I'm so excited about 2020. So thank you for taking my call and for my mini soul reading.
Oh, thank you for the blessing of you. Wow. I mean, your energy is just so radiant. And I'm just, she and I are both sitting here just enjoying saying hello and meeting you today. So first and foremost, thank you for you, Angel. And yeah, no, sincerely. And as we're connecting right now, what I, as you were talking, as you were sharing, I had my hands on my heart, but they were really, I could feel the energy. It's like you have all of the unified rays of light individuated, literally pouring into you right now. And they're saying that each one is leaving a jewel. And when I had my hands like this, they were saying, harvest the jewels that you have already been given. And it's like, go deep within. And there are jewels that you are carrying that you are not polishing, much less wearing. And they're saying, and they're just saying, harvest the jewels within that you already are carrying and let them be seen. And the next step will make you smile. And so it is.
Oh my gosh. Well, thank you so much. I'm not sure what those jewels are, but I'm confident that the universe will help me to discover them and share them with the world this coming year.
You've got it. I'm gonna say one more thing, all right? Because I really don't want to take away from the energy of what was just transmitted to you. But honey,
okay,
you bring your hands to your heart. You start there. You go deep within and you trust that voice that's sharing with you what those jewels are. The reason I am not going to share it with you right now is because you do know. And they're screaming. And if you give yourself the gift of really doing this, you're going to blow your own
trust
mind.
Trust the process.
But you've got to trust yourself. Trust yourself.
Okay. And I have on my mirror the saying you always say, I am here, I am open, I am ready, guide me. So every time I go into the bathroom, I say that.
All right. Well, we have you.
And the other thing that made such a difference to me last year that made me take the leap of faith is when you said, if not you, who? If not when?
Not
you know,
now,
that saying
yeah.
that you
yeah.
said? That
yes.
made such a difference to me. So I hope it did to everybody else, too. I know it did.
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Angel. And
sincerely.
Thank you for trusting you. Keep walking. We love you. Bye, honey. Oh, how beautiful, Sri.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I really want to start talking about the perfect balance and the
sure.
perfect balance checklist, because one of the things now, this perfect balance checklist, guys, actually came through during an ensoulment. And it is, if you have taken ascended numerology or soul charting, then you already have this checklist. However, this checklist, which is normally applied, you know, in a situation or when we find a number in a foundation or something, it's going to apply to every being on the entire planet and the planet herself. So it takes on a whole new meaning this year.
Yeah. And so one of the things about a checklist is an opportunity to raise your consciousness, an opportunity to check in a more specific way. This is not a grading card. This is an igniting card. You know, that when we ask ourselves these questions, we go, oh, and an aha
right.
can come forward.
And look for this checklist. It will be posted on our website up in the next couple of days, along with the release of our January video. So they'll all be coming out at the same time. But we're going to give it to you right now because it's kind of good to start checking in.
Yeah.
Remember, you know, we mentioned this in the earlier in the show. December 2020 actually began New Year. Or December 1. Right. Thank you. 2019 was this long, slow slide. Well, that long, slow slide is over, guys. Like it or not, you're here. We are here. Excuse me. And so the perfect balance checklist is designed so that you are able to always stay in the energy or the harmony of the four. And in this case, with the double infinite. Remember, the double infinite is this. It's the dragonfly. that double infinite is what brought this in. And I'm going to read it again exactly as it came in, because I think it's that important to remember, that brought in this dragonfly energy of igniting profound shift, visionary transformation through timeline adaptation. Breathe that in, right? And awakens the yoga of self-ascension with illumination. So what they're saying is, if you can do this, if you can hold a higher frequency, if you can stay in the higher dimensions during this year, if you can stay in that harmonic space of the four, then all of this is going to manifest for you. It's an awesome year. Yeah. So that's why the checklist is so important, because it's kind of a self-monitoring device.
And it's a way of saying, okay, I choose to look at the feedback that's present and perhaps make some new choices.
And if you've done it enough, when you get to a point where density might be getting just too overwhelming, because you will have practiced, it will still work.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's give them the checklist.
All right. All right. So number
here
one.
We are. Number one.
Number one, your body, your physical body is in pain.
So is your physical body in pain, any kind of pain? Now, let's just remind ourselves that to fully claim the energy of the four, you have to be transparent with the self.
Yeah.
You have to. And thereby, there are three aspects of this perfect balance checklist. You need to enter into this. Like, I know my body's in pain, and I'm finally understanding why, because I'm using the perfect balance checklist. So if your body is expressing pain, go ahead.
Then there is something out of balance.
Right.
And the brain will often deceive you. However, the body is actually a more honest expression of the energy that you are working with right now. That's a magic phrase. The
exactly.
energy, the divine energy that you are working with right now. So when the body is sending out pain signals, it's a call for a loving awareness to check in, not to medicate and push away,
exactly.
but rather to lean in with your consciousness and get the message that is there waiting for you.
And to recognize that this is happening on many dimensional levels. Now, at most people will read this and say, okay, yeah, my knee hurts, my back hurts, I'm having this problem, I'm having that problem. And then you check in and you're healing on the physical level, or there are things around you in your density world that are grossly out of balance. That will all come forward. However, if all of that's cool, you're going, well, then that doesn't work for me, then you need to look at why you're holding yourself back from a higher level of evolution. And that's exactly what I've been doing, is that when our body expresses physical pain and we're looking at all these other aspects and they are in balance, or they are in a balancing experience, then you have to go to the next dimension to resolve the pain. You will not be able to resolve it here. And this is what Sri and I have started talking about over the past 2 weeks, and what we're going to be talking more about over the coming month. It is about finding sacred union as the body with the soul as equal partners. This is the way that you are able to keep a body while attaining frequency states that in years gone by would have been a reason to leave the body.
Mm-hmm.
Self-ascension is about recognizing, experiencing awareness, experience, right? And then choosing to really allow this unification to happen, so that the depth of the soul can fully lead and take the reins.
Yes.
And it's a big moment.
Well, and one of the clues I want to offer to you is that the body's pain signal may have an ascended message, or it may have a more conventional message.
Right, right.
It could have a more common cause going on. I remember reading years ago that when the Buddha first entered the enlightened state, he is supposedly said, my bones hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is an example of an ascension symptom.
Actually,
that,
it really is.
That when there's that ache.
That frequency.
And when you lean into it with your consciousness, you realize it's frequency related, and the body is therefore going through an adjustment to a frequency versus the body reacting to an invader or a disease or those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you know if you don't bring your consciousness into it?
That is the question. And that is why consciousness is the only way these shifts can happen.
Yeah.
And so on your perfect balance checklist, number one, if your body is in physical pain, it is time to make sure that you pay attention to what is out of balance. If your physical world seems to be fairly balanced, then you got to go multidimensional on this. And I am personally living this right now and can attest to how well it works. All right. Hey, Bob, number two, Sri, you ready? Number two.
Your mind is creating images, experiences, or energies that disrupt your ability to function with joy.
Capital letters, neon. Can I read this again?
Please do.
All right, because there's a lot of people in this right now, guys. And here's the one. Number two is usually the most challenging because when people get stuck in number two, the ego likes it. So let me read it to you again. Your mind is creating images, experiences, or energies that disrupt your ability to function with joy. So take that in. Who do you know that no matter what is never, ever able to find their joy, you know, or you know, that they're just so out of it, or they're so mind controlled or density obsessed. And so here's what they're also saying. And I think this is important to read what was said about this, because number two and number one actually come together.
Mm-hmm. A physical body in pain will trigger the mind.
See number one, right?
So many people live with creative labels that assist the mind to compensate for the body pain. That's the first item on the checklist. Some people call it depression. Others would say it's anxiety or fear. The experience of the pictures and the rationale and the stories the mind makes up is directly related to
the body.
To the body. So now you've got these two dissociations dancing together.
And this is why the sacred union of the body and the soul is such a freeing, self-ascended experience, because what you've got right now is the body actually breaking into lower aspects of the self, thereby creating separation within the separation. Mm-hmm. And that's when you can become really lost in the game, guys. I mean, whereby you're aware in this moment, right, as you're sharing with Sri and I, and as we would share with you, we are aware that we are an illumination of a physical form, and that these are in harmony together and together, perfect balance. But if we are not anchored 100% in that understanding, then the physical form in the land of co-creative illusion is going to start making other forms, and they're going to get pretty strong. And that's when we break down even further into emotional bodies, physical bodies, right? Mm-hmm. Then you can get into all the other little bodies. Then we get into the systems within the body, and it starts breaking down, and it goes all the way down the cellular level.
Yeah. So these cascading experiences offer you an opportunity. If you can just suspend judgment and lift up a little bit, get into an ascended perspective, they offer you an opportunity to make choices and to have greater meaning around your earthly experience.
And I want to jump in if I can. I know it's kind of a little off topic, that this is why you have to heal at the cellular level.
Yeah.
This is why, like, we've been working with, I'm just going to give a shout out. We have been working with Jim at Epoch Lasers, and Sri and I now go, okay, I am light, and we literally pour light into our body.
Laser light
it's
is very healing.
It's been rocking amazing. And it works.
Yeah.
And I'm giggling with it because it also supports a much higher frequency.
Yes.
It really does.
Yeah.
And when we look at this, like your physical body being in pain, what level are you addressing? You know, again, are you looking at all the levels? Because some people will look at this checklist and say, well, I did that, but it doesn't matter. Well, what matters is, are you looking at all of the ways that manifests? Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to number three.
Number three, you feel non-supported.
Exclamation point.
We can relate to this one because it, too, occurs at many levels.
Right.
And so the this is beyond just the brain's sense of I'm not supported. This is the manifestation of lack of support. The areas that you might notice this lack of support are financial, personal, professional, or in your family.
Yep.
And so pay attention to this, because this, too, is one of the ones that will destabilize your opportunity to be in balance.
Well, you know, I'm going to quote exactly what came forward when this information was given to us. And here's what they say. When you have been away from perfect balance, you discover that you have been unintentionally assisting the disintegration of your own harmonic vibration as a being of divine energy. Only the heart of divine integrity can gaze at this checklist and then take action. And that's what I'm loving about the unification of 2020, because the 2020 is the four plus the double infinite. The double infinite is the anchoring of the ascended heart. The ascended heart is the number one chakra of the 12-pointed ascended chakra system known as the Divine Galactic Blueprint. This is an opportunity this year. And again, as we said in the Seven Polarities of Free Will back in 2015, 2020 is about a year of trust. It's a year about greater clarity. It's a year about vision. It's going to be a big year about the third eye for a lot of people. And it's going to be extraordinary because we have the opportunity to break through if we stay in these higher realms.
And so when we look at this checklist that we've just shared with you, it's your opportunity to bring love to bear as you look more deeply. The difference between judgment and discernment is the application of love.
Yeah.
When we judge ourselves, when we say, I fell short, hey, I'm not making it on the checklist or whatever other kind of beating up of yourself habit that the wounded child figured out it wanted to do years ago. When we activate that part of ourselves, we increase the separation. Yeah. When instead we say, I have mercy on myself, I am a being of light and love, and I choose to bring that love to bear on these habitual things that are now present in my consciousness.
You know, I just want to say in the end, it all comes down to sacred union, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And it's about sacred union of the soul, of the illuminator, with this beautiful form of being. And when we can allow ourselves to really relax into the blessing of sacred union through the yoga of self-ascension, things thrive.
Yes.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
You know, and speaking of thriving, we are coming to a close for today.
How does that happen? We didn't even get to have the stuff we wanted to talk about today.
Well, it does happen.
It does happen. So, you know, we want to first and foremost say, please, please, please register. Come be with us New Year's Eve. You will enjoy it. And by registering, you get your private link to our pre-party where there's a lot of action happening.
Yeah.
And we hope that you will join us. And of course, you know, this year, come to TosaBlueMountain.com. Check out the events that are on our events page so far. And or go to Peru with Sri and I. Check
that's
that out as
be
well at SriAndKira.com.
How about touching into that time when the ascended giants walked the earth?
Our Peru journey is outrageous, and it's filling really fast. So if you're interested, download the PDF. Let us know.
And so, beloved ones, as we do come to a close for today, I invite you to bring a hand to your heart, to take in a deep breath, and to feel the trust that is inside of you. And may you remember that all is truly well.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us at Sri and Kira Live. To have your questions answered, send us an email to guest@SriAndKiraRadio.com and check out more information at SriAndKira.com. See you next week. Namaste.